Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com is a website where you find all the things that Joel does and all of his futurist work, his books. All of his books are there. Also on Amazon, go to Amazon and put in Joel Barker in the search engine under books. And also, anything. Are your films available? They're available too, aren't they?
Sure, Joel, StarThrower.com.
Yeah, StarThrower, right. That's where you can find the films, yeah. StarThrower.com. So check that out, folks. You'll thank me later. Joel, a couple of quick ones. We want to talk about the first segment. We talked a little bit about a diet that's supposed to help Alzheimer's patients. Yep. But there's some new research on rats that is promising.
Yeah, and you think about that, diet is preventative. This is what's happened to the people who've got them, and that's the real issue right now in terms of health. And it turns out that AstraZeneca developed a solid tumor cancer drug that did not work. But it was put into a special trial that the NIH funds, which is, let's test it on other things just to see if it would do anything good. And it turned out that this stuff is a potent drug. Now, it's mice Alzheimer's, right? These are mice that have been modeled into Alzheimer's. But not only did it restore the synaptic conditions and reduce the inflammation that comes along with it, but it also restored their memory. And that is a big deal. And so, just very quickly, the human trials have already started on this because of the cancer test that it also qualified it. So we should know fairly soon if this drug has the potential of literally saving the memory.
And it reverses.
Yeah, exactly. He said, it blows away the plaque so that the
this isn't some long-term preventative process. Like the diet we talked about earlier is a long-term type of treatment to prevent things. This could actually be a weapon against this thing.
A corrective. It could, in fact, bring people back to Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So this is something to watch for. And my guess is we will know in 6 months to a year. Because they are doing the trials right now.
Completely flipping the subject, flipping over to another topic altogether.
Yep.
There's a special kind of paper that they're talking about right now, right? They're working on. Tell us about it.
The Swedes, you know, are big into forestry. And they have an amazing institute in Stockholm that says, what could we do with paper other than this?
And by the way, Joe, let me stick one thing in there. Yep. A lot of American foresters study in Sweden.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've got friends who are foresters, and they study in Sweden.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Well, so to support what you were saying.
Yeah. These guys are out of the box. They actually remade paper into a material so strong it's equivalent to to iron.
Wow.
Paper. But this is even cooler. Professor Edmund at the Umeå University in Sweden basically took paper, sprayed some coatings on it. So now think about that. It's spray, not roll, not paint. Sprayed these coatings, 6 coatings, and when the coatings were done, they put 11 volts of electricity into the paper. It lit up like an LED.
What? It conducted light?
It makes light. It generates light. It lights. It is a light itself out of the paper.
So it conducted the energy and converted it into light.
Into photons. And they said it is actually very good quality. It's cheap. It's flexible. It can be made like newspaper can be made. That is roll to roll. And
So imagine a ceiling.
A wall.
A wall.
And they said it looks like they can, if properly done, we should be able to make it print. Look like a screen.
Wow.
Like a computer screen. So these Swedes, I'll tell you, they're pretty clever.
Is this a nanotechnology, you think?
Because
I'm fascinated by nano.
when you get right down to it, it is very small compounds being sprayed on in very thin layers. Those are words that nano uses a lot, but they don't use nano here. But it's a coating technology like paint or like.
And all we did was say, Why does it have to be inside of a piece of glass with some filaments?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It doesn't break.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's so interesting about...
Yes, ma'am. I'll have a Rheem of light bulb, please.
Excuse me. From that roll, pull me 12 feet of the roll.
Yeah, I'll have a Rheem of light bulb. Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up. What a great visit. Thanks for being here.
Good talking to you, Joe.
Good job. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and so we did. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.